Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That man doing.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I'm so happy you guys are still alive.
I am excited.
I am so happy.
Laugh and learn every morning aboard the mothership.
Ooh.
Gonna be a good day with DA.
Hey, duh.
I do love the duh.
Happy being alive day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Gonna have a good day here on the DA show. Every single day, Monday through Friday, here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us every single morning here. Remember, you can listen to us and watch us. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. You can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network on hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also, you can listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 206. You can also listen to us while streaming us on your phone. Use the CBS Sports app or the radio.com app or Apple Music. And you can always watch us using watchda.com. Just go to that website and you're good to go. You can also watch us inside that radio.com app if you open that up. Or you could watch us on Twitch every single day. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel. Always you can consume the DA show. And there you go. Coming up this hour here on the show, Gino Bonelli is going to join us. He is a PGA Tour caddy. And you may have seen this video go viral yesterday. Before his tournament, he had his Airbnb canceled last minute, so he had to check into a hotel. There were not a lot of good options. We checked into this awful, gross hotel and began doing a tour of the hotel as though it was an HGTV special. It was absolutely hysterical. This viral video got a lot of run yesterday, and Gino's going to join us this morning on the show coming up in 20 minutes. Also, Canadian bacon. The night that was in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Eastern Conference Final, not so fast, Tampa Bay Lightning, as the Islanders survive. Last night in the NBA playoffs, what a block by Bam Adebayo. What a gutty performance by the Miami Heat, led by Jimmy Butler, and the Heat snatch game number one. And everybody this morning's talking about Bam's block. Up to late in the game, just a couple of seconds to play, under a minute to play, I think under 30 seconds to play, actually. I'll go back and check the clock. But the Celtics down two are trying to get that game-tying bucket, and here comes Jason Tatum flying to the basket. He had scored 30 points in the game, and here he is soaring in for a dunk to tie things up. And out of nowhere, Bam Adebayo, the young, wonderful defensive player and really two-way budding star, comes in and just leaps up, meets him at the basket, and rejects the dunk. It was an amazing defensive play. It falls harmlessly down to the ground. Bam scoops it up. He gets fouled to go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws, misses the first, makes the second, up three. The Heat then only have to guard a basically full court pass from the Celtics. They do so. Tatum actually gets a shot off, but it falls away. And the Heat win game number one, all because of Butler's late game heroics and that block from Bam Adebayo. What a performance by both of those players. Tyler Hero with some huge shots as well. And the Heat just will not die, and they will not go away, no matter what you think you've got them dead to rights or how big your lead is. The Celtics blew a double-digit lead last night. The Heat will not go away, and they get to take a Game 1 victory. But nothing compares to a never-say-die attitude like what the Denver Nuggets just survived. The Denver Nuggets were down 3-1 in the opening round of the Utah Jazz, came all the way back, roared back for a Game 7 victory, and the same thing happened against the Clippers. Now, it's way different doing it against the Jazz as the 6-seeded Jazz versus the 2-seeded Clippers that had designs of winning a championship all season long. But last night, I mean, the Nuggets just overwhelmed the Clippers in that second half and blitzed through them. And we're going to talk a lot about this coming up an hour from now. But the Clippers' collapse is one of the worst in recent NBA playoff history, because that was a team that's championship or bust. They've got a 2-year window. They've got this year and next year where they are guaranteed to have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. That's it. And then both those guys can opt out. So right now it's about the clock ticking on winning a championship. But they didn't even get to a Western Conference Finals with this crew. Remember, for acquiring Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they have traded away, really specifically Paul George, but Kawhi wasn't coming without Paul George. They traded away 3 first-round draft picks in 22, 24, and 26, and then pick swaps on the years in between those, and they traded another this year's number one away from Morris. And so going all in, they've traded away 4 first-round draft picks and pick swaps in between. They've got to win with this crew. And they had a 3-1 series lead and multiple double-digit leads in this series and choked it all away. So we're talking about that this morning at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. But I also want to talk about Major League Baseball's plan here to host the playoffs, which start next month, at neutral site bubbles. This is for the Division Series, the LCSs, and the World Series. According to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, the MLBPA and Major League Baseball's owners and league office agreed to this plan late Monday night. So here we go. Neutral sites will be used beginning with the best of 5. So the wild card round of the first round, you're going to be played at home sites, and then divisional round series. The ALDS, there's multiple of them, the ALDSs will take place in San Diego at Petco Park and Dodger Stadium in LA. So the ALDSs are going to be played at the National League ballparks, San Diego and Dodger Stadium. The NLDSs will be played at AL stadiums, the new Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, home of the Rangers, and Minute Maid Park in Houston. So this is just to consider. If you're a National League fan and you've got a team in the postseason in the DS, you're going to be playing at one of 2 AL stadiums, either Texas or Texas, Houston or Arlington. If you're an AL fan, you're going to be watching your teams in either Petco in San Diego or Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. And they are going to continue using those ballparks as the bubble. Arlington, Texas, home of the Rangers, brand new ballpark, is going to also host the NLCS and then the World Series. And Petco Park is going to host the ALCS as well. And when I saw this news, I was kind of a shrug of the shoulders. Meh, I don't love it, but I get it. That's where I stand on this. I don't love it, but I get it. And here's why I don't love it. If you've ever been to a playoff baseball game, God, it's awesome. It's awesome. And maybe it's a little different as a northern climate dude like myself that grew up in the Northeast. But when I've been to Shea Stadium or Citi Field for a playoff game and the air is cold and winter is coming and you've got to wear a jacket and a hoodie and a hat and you are there and it is a crisp, cold night and baseball's played, it feels really important. And that ballpark is filled and everybody's talking about that game all day long. And you know it's the biggest thing that's happening in the city and the region. There is just something about the electricity of every single pitch, knowing that every single pitch defines your season, really, because, you know, you could be up 2 in a 3-run home run, not only sinks your game, but sinks your series, and it happens in the blink of an eye. And I've had the great fortune, it is one of the great sporting experiences of my life, to be at a World Series game with the Subway Series in 2000 at Shea, Citi Field in 2015, the divisional rounds, you know, NLCSs. I just love that moment. I love it. And I know that so many of you have been to playoff games as well and feel it. And so to not have that in your ballpark, you know, neutral sites are just not the same. And all of these neutral sites are not going to be, they're not going to have cold weather. It's not going to be, you know, bundle up, throw on your hoodie, go out to the ballpark, and the crisp October night defines, you know, your entire season. And then winter is coming, so you know if you lose, it's going to be a long, awful winter. You know, there's just a lot baked into that. You go and play in retractable roof stadium like Globe Life Park or these warm weather climates like San Diego or Los Angeles, you lose a little bit of that, this matters this much. And, you know, you lose that. And you lose the home ballpark feel where whoever is playing, you know, it just, the Dodgers deserve to have home field advantage. They deserve to have the NLCS in their home ballpark. And now they've got to go on the road to Texas to play in the NLDS and the NLCS. So I don't love it, but I get it. And I get it because without fans, you lose a lot of that anyway. You know, I think, look, as much as we all poke fun at the Yankees and Mraz and Piggy Doodle Dandy, a Yankee playoff game at the Yankee Stadium without fans is still better than a Yankee playoff game at Dodger Stadium. But without fans, you know, you don't have the same vibe, the same fun. The cutouts are, to me, stupid. And, you know, I get it because you're not really losing much without the fans in attendance in terms of home field advantage. On top of that, the October contract is the most important contract for baseball's restart. Baseball could have only played the playoffs and probably made much of their money back in terms of this deal for the restart. They didn't make all of their money back. We know this. But Fox's October baseball contract, TV contract, and Turner, that's where all the bread is buttered. That's where all the money is. That's where the breadsticks are being shoved down Mraz's gullet. It's in October. You have to play your October baseball. And I think, my guess is, they think that the bubble is the safest way to make sure all of the games are played. Now, look, we've had all of the games played for the most part in baseball anyway, even if they've gotten postponed because of the outbreaks for the Marlins, the Cardinals, the Mets. The games ultimately will be played as made up as part of doubleheaders and off days, etc. But baseball's basically saying, we're not going to take any chances. Hockey's pulled this off smoothly. Basketball's pulled it off smoothly. Inside the bubble, they played all of their games. No positive tests. They're good. Let's do that. And I get it. I get it because they just need every playoff game to be played because, again, that's where the money machine is. Click the dollar bill, pull the lever. That's where baseball makes its cash. It's October television contract for Fox and Turner. So to guarantee your games are played, you're going inside the bubble. You're making sure these guys don't leave. They don't go home to families. They don't get positive tests. and that everybody's quarantined and being able to get through that month. And the MLBPA agreed to it. So obviously you have their agreement on it as well. So I don't love it, but I get it. Mraz, where do you stand on bubble playoff baseball?
Obviously, I would prefer the chill in the air of everything that goes with you talking about, home stadiums. And I do think other than outside of the basketball, hockey bubbles that we've seen, the baseball ballparks play so much of a role in it, right? Like getting a playoff game at Wrigley, getting a playoff game at Yankee Stadium, the setting is there. And my worry here is that the baseball playoffs in October are going to, after coming off the electricity of the NBA and NHL and how they pull them off, they're going to kind of feel a little World Baseball Classic-ish.
Yeah.
And I think that could hurt a little bit of the postseason juice and postseason excitement because, let's face it, Major League Baseball is a little different than these other sports. I think we've learned here after watching these couple months and that, you know, the fans are a constant shot behind home plate. And you've been reminded with these cardboard cutouts and anything. It kind of feeds off that energy in the postseason. If this just kind of feels like, you know, a World Baseball Classic where you're playing in under the palm trees in L.A. and San Diego and weird retractable roofs in Texas, I just hope that the juice is still there, and I worry it's not going to be. But ultimately, look, as baseball players, as we found out, frankly, you can't be trusted. You can't be trusted. How many of these times have we had positive tests and teams have been shut down? You can't stop the playoffs for 2 weeks. And also, if you want to make sure you get this season in and we're playing five straight days and in the AL and NLCS, maybe seven straight days, you also can't be having rainouts and throwing the whole schedule off either, which could easily happen in some of these colder weather cities. So I get it, but I am very, very concerned that the baseball playoffs won't feel like the NHL and NBA playoffs have felt in their bubbles.
I agree. It's not going to have juice. There will be no juice. The playoffs are going to be juiceless for baseball, but it'll guarantee they are played. I absolutely guarantee you every single baseball game will be played and on time and in an orderly fashion. And so we will have the World Series played with two teams that got through their brackets, no doubt about it. But it is not going to have any juice, as you say. It's not going to feel at all like it should in October. When we come back here on the show, PGA Tour caddy Gino Bonelli, who had a hysterical video that went viral yesterday of his disgusting, potentially murder-laden hotel room. We'll get to Gino. He's going to join us coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Three minutes, 30 seconds remaining.
Muffins, Mornings, Mothership.
Oh, okay.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Wednesday morning to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. DA here on CBS Sports Radio. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio, won't you? Put us on around the house as you get ready in the morning. Just tell your CBS or tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Yesterday, a golf video went viral without any golf being played ahead of this weekend's U.S. Open just outside of New York in Mamaroneck. One of the caddies had to check into a dingy motel because his Airbnb was canceled at the last moment. And so he did a video of the surroundings in this hotel room. And imagine in your mind the worst hotel or a motel room you've ever stayed in. I've had some bad ones. Let me tell you. I went to a Texas A&M game. I got like the last hotel room in anywhere around College Station, Texas. And I'm pretty certain there was a double homicide in the middle of the floor based on the blood stain and shape of it. It was horrifying. Let me play for you a clip from Gino Bonelli's video of him doing the same exact thing from yesterday.
Hello everyone, Gino Bonelli here, coming at you with an episode of Caddy Cribs Major Championship Edition. And if we take a trip up north, you may notice the bullet holes. I guess in a 9mm and perhaps a 22 caliber, the smaller one. And then we look down below here, I think we have some blood splatter, and then you notice the carpet has been bleached out, so possibly body shot, blood, bleach, drag. I think as they took the body into the lovely bathroom, they may have bumped the sink and trying to patch it, you'll notice the caulk isn't quite strong enough to hold the sink. I actually knocked that off when I was brushing my teeth. And overall, just a solid experience. Lovely bedspread. It's going to make for a great week.
Gino Benelli. And that video has nearly 1 million views. Nearly 1 million views on Twitter. Absolutely hysterical. Gino actually joins us this morning on the show. Gino, you survived another night.
I made it. Night 2 in New York is complete. We're good.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the show. I have had that experience before where you check in and you're like, oh my God, this does not feel safe at all. So you sleep with one eye open. How many hours of sleep did you get?
It was pretty patchy, and there was a light right outside my window. So every time somebody would walk by my room, I would see this like dark shadow move across my window, and I just was like, I did not sleep well. But so it gave me a chance to get up and go to the course a little bit earlier than normal. I had to go get my COVID test prior to heading out there. But I made it, and made for some great content, apparently.
Are you surprised at how viral it went? Nearly 1 million views?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked. I texted the video to a couple of my buddies before I put it on Twitter. I was like, is this funny? And one of my buddies like, yeah, you have to post that. So it kind of blew up.
My favorite part about the video is not actually the blood spatter or not actually the bullet holes. It is the sink. Because
that was mine too, actually. Well,
It is the most remarkable thing. For people that haven't seen the video, the sink is falling off of the side of the wall. So they have taken a shower rod and propped up the sink with a shower rod that is not stable at all. You could kick it out. So the sink is balancing on a shower rod.
Well, I didn't even notice it at first. I went in and just had dinner. I brushed my teeth and was kind of getting ready for bed. And I just grabbed the sink to turn the water on, and the whole thing moved. And that's when I started looking at it. I thought, this is incredible. I've got to take a video of this place.
So sometimes at places like that, you lay in the bed and you're like, you know, I'm going to sleep on top of the covers. Yes, did you go inside the covers?
Well, reluctantly, so I got out my flashlight on my phone, and I gave it a really thorough inspection to make sure there was nothing crawling in the sheets. I did sleep fully dressed, but I did get under the covers. I left my socks on and my shoes in close proximity because
nice.
I thought I might have to make a quick escape out of there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure.
You must have been so bummed with your Airbnb canceled.
I was, and so last year at the PGA Championship in Long Island, the same thing happened to me, and I was so angry. And my first thought was they're renting it to somebody else for a higher price out from under me. And I'm a pretty handy guy around home. I do a lot of construction. So the Airbnb gal called me, and she's like, I'm sorry, there's been an emergency. You can't come. And I'm like, well, I will fix it then. I will personally fix it and not charge you anything. You just take care of the material. I'm like, there's no emergency that I can't take care of. And she kind of backpedaled, and she's like, well, give me 24 hours then, and let me see if I can get you taken care of. So I don't know what exactly the situation was, but I am here in the original Airbnb as we speak.
Gino Benelli joins us, PGA Tour golf caddy, as we set up for this U.S. Open this weekend. So did the guy you're caddying for say, hey, Gino, you can stay with me, man. You can crash on the floor of my hotel.
Well, after I posted the video, he called me. He's like, what are you doing? Come over to my place. And I'm like, well, it's too late now. I'm already here. I've already paid. So I in hindsight, I probably still should have gone, but I stuck it out. I got a story to tell out of it.
That's for sure. So let me ask you, what is the greatest skill set a great caddy needs going into a major like the U.S. Open?
Oh, that's a great question. I think a lot of it just depends on the player you're working for and what they require out of you, because each player is a little bit different. You know, with my guy, for instance, we like to keep it light out there, and as you can probably tell from my video, I'm pretty good at keeping it light. Mm-hmm. But the preparation, all caddies need to know what they're dealing with out there as far as where to miss it. The green complexes around where you can hit it and have a ball turn around and come back to, you know, lines off the tee, where penalty strokes are in every hole. And other than that, it's mostly about knowing your guy and their tendencies and just kind of help lead them around the golf course.
So there's coaching involved as well. It's not just picking out the right club or strategy. It is making sure that your golfer is actually feeling kind of comfortable, keep it lighthearted, don't let it get too stressful.
Yes, absolutely. And Joel and I do a really good job at that. He has his own swing coach that travels occasionally. But I've seen him hit more golf balls than probably anybody on the planet. So when things are going awry, I am able to, you know, help him out a little bit and get him back on course.
What's the schedule like? How early do you guys have to get to the course, like a major or really any golf tournament?
So this week, all the players actually have to sign up for their tee times electronically on their website. I think we tee off at noon today, so I'll probably get out there around 9:30, grab some breakfast, and I might walk a quick 9 holes before we play. And then, yeah, so it's we try not to do anything too crazy this week with over preparation. We played 9 holes yesterday and then walked another 9. We'll play 9 today and then walk the other 9 as well. So nothing outlandish, but still feel like we're pretty prepared when it's go time tomorrow morning.
You're working in partnership with Arnold Palmer Spiked Drinks, and this is pretty cool because Arnold Palmer Spiked is real iced tea, real lemonade, and a splash of a little bit of alcohol in there, which is what you need for an Arnold Palmer, obviously, when you really want to make it work. And listeners have a chance for a virtual video session with caddies like yourself that's usually only available to the pros. So how can our listeners get involved in kind of having a session with you or one of the other caddies?
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, consumers can go to arnoldpalmerspike.com/virtual caddy for a chance to win a virtual lesson, if you will, with myself or one of 4 other caddies. Brand has enlisted all the other caddies have won a PGA Tour event, excluding myself. So hopefully for their sake, they get one of the other guys. But no, we'll be able to help out, you know, with course strategy, maybe give a lesson here and there, kind of whatever's needed. And regardless of what the skill level is. So hopefully we'll be able to help some people out.
ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/virtual caddy is a place where you can go and check it out. ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/virtual caddy. You know, you could put a lot of things in an Arnold Palmer. You know, there's a lot of different things that could work. A little splash of bourbon could work. A little vodka could work. Do you have a preference for what you splash into the Arnold Palmer?
Yes. With the Arnold Palmer, I'm a vodka guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my go-to. In fact, I probably drank a few too many of those in college. But, yeah, good stuff. I'm excited for it.
You know what's going to really help you sleep well this week in the middle of a murder hotel? That would be an Arnold Palmer
sure.
Spiked lemonade.
Might need 2 strong ones. For sure.
Very so. Cool. Gino, yeah. Appreciate you having us, jumping on the show and finding some time for us. Good luck this weekend, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks, DA. Appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Appreciate it. Gino Benelli joining us this morning on the show. His video is absolutely hysterical. He is caddying for Joel Damon coming up this weekend of the U.S. Open just outside of New York, north of New York City in Westchester County. And the video, if you haven't seen it, is really, really funny. Like I said, I have stayed at some brutal hotels. In fact, I thought about maybe tweeting out one of the Nomad episodes yesterday when I saw Gino's video, because one of my Nomad episodes surrounds an absolutely fatal hotel that I stayed in outside of Auburn. I went to Auburn, Georgia 3 years ago at Auburn. And, you know, I usually am in charge of the booking for my buddies when we do the SEC road trips. So in this case, I had 3 other guys. So I'm looking for a 4-person room, and it was months in advance. And there was nothing. You know, Auburn, Alabama is a relatively small college town, and there's not much going on. And people have these hotels set up for way in advance. So there's nothing hotel-wise. So I'm looking Airbnb. And again, nothing Airbnb wise. So I'm like, this is brutal. So the one place I could find with four beds is two different rooms of the same hotel. It's really a motel. I'm like, all right, looks okay from the pictures. The price is not that dirt cheap to where you think it's an awful, you know, ransacked place. I'm thinking, okay, it's only two nights there. We'll just do the two different rooms. And it's kind of a sweet situation. There's actually a mini kitchen in there, like a microtel. So I'm thinking, okay, it's fine. It's good enough. I book it. We pull up, and you should see, my three buddies are like, we are going to murder you right now and throw you under this car. Because the hotel, the beds were rancid. The lampshade had three claw marks in it. It was ripped in three places as though Wolverine had woken up at this hotel and just taken his claws to the lampshade. Ceiling panels falling down. The bathroom was so gross you could not take a shower. We had to go to a different place. We had to go to another friend's hotel to take a shower because this was so awful. We were like this, and we couldn't even stay the second night. We decided, forget it. We are leaving. We're driving back to Atlanta. We're going to fly out of Atlanta. We'll book another hotel the night before. Even though we have this hotel booked for this night, we're out of here. We're booking another hotel in Atlanta just to make sure we can like have a clean shower and a decent bed. And I did a Nomad about it because it is one of the single worst hotels I've ever stayed. Probably the worst. So I've felt Gino Bonelli's pain here. Mraz, have you ever had a really awful, awful hotel room?
No, not a room. Probably the worst hotel or setting was with you in San Francisco when you dropped us in the middle of a drug den. And it was
yeah, that
not
Airbnb
safe.
Was rough as well.
Not the safe running in or out. So the moral of the story here is DA very dicey when it comes to him picking out the arrangement. Sometimes it's a home run. Sometimes you're in an 0-for-20 slump. So it's very dicey when DA books.
There's no doubt. I'm a bit like a Josh Allen when it comes to booking Airbnbs. You know, sometimes I'm going to make this incredible throw downfield. You're like, wow, where did that come from? And other times I'm going to be flipping a lateral back on 3rd and 16. And instead of just taking the punt, and you're going to be like, what happened there? I've had some bad misses. I will say I've learned a big lesson in Airbnb, and that is only book based on reviews. Do not book anything that you see that looks good, that has not been reviewed multiple times and gets good reviews, and the owner gets good reviews. That was my big problem with yours that we got at the Super Bowl in San Francisco. Reviews would have said, don't stay here. There's homeless people with syringes sticking out of their forearms as soon as you walk out. And don't book, you know, this in Auburn, Alabama, because there's been two murders that have happened in rooms 2A and 1C. So I've now learned I'm a lot better about this. AB, you ever have a really bad hotel experience?
Not as bad as any of those. My wife and I, we were dating when we were in college. So this is a long time ago. She was in school in Boston. I was down here in New York. We used to meet at cheap hotels in New Haven, Connecticut for like a night or two together.
Romantic.
To save each other, making the full trip back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And
Hello.
Let's just say Yale isn't a good place of New Haven, Connecticut.
No.
The cheap hotels are not.
No.
And there were a couple where I thought we maybe were not going to see daylight, see sunrise. So there was more outside danger than inside issues at those places.
And at those places, you always end up on the ground floor. Because when you book all of the second
floor. Oh, there is no second floor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the ground floors are always amazing because when cars pull in, their headlights come right into your room. You're like, this guy is coming for me. This car is pulling up to knock on this door, and this little dinky chain is not going to keep this door closed. I don't even think that this knob actually works, and I'm going to have to hide in the bathroom, and they're coming for me. And look, I've had multiple hotels where I've had to sleep on top of the covers because I'm like, I'm not getting inside these sheets. This is absolutely reprehensible.
I mean, even at those hotels, too, when it's just one long hallway of rooms, you hear footsteps constantly coming from, like, you know, the lobby. They picked up their key. They're walking down. It's like, who's coming? And, I mean, these places were super romantic. One, of course, had a heart-shaped jacuzzi in it, you know, using air quotes.
Nice.
One might have had a ceiling mirror. I mean, it was just – and a lot of them
Wow.
were hourly rates too. So you can tell that's a really high-end place when you can pay by the hour or like the cheating man special, like three hours in the afternoon during work time.
And now we know Bogush's daughter, New Haven, was in the running for her first name.
Yeah. That's her middle name, actually. Just Haven.
Amazing. So what do we got in the headline this morning, Bogues?
Guys, this has only happened twice before in all sports, never in the NBA.
Loose ball comes down to Jamal Murray. Murray will settle things down. He'll take a three. Yeah! Denver's big lead of the night! Give him 15! 8:47 left to go in game number 7. Yeah, Doc Rivers, you call that
Jason Kosmicki, Nuggets radio, treating Doc Rivers like he's Brad Stevens.
Did he knock over his microphone on that call? It sounded like his microphone actually knocked over.
If I had to guess, that was him jumping up to do some kind of like fist pump, and maybe he like shouldered his little headset mic. That would be my guess.
Engineering.
Jamal Murray on his way to 40. His Nuggets on their way to taking Game 7 from the Clippers, 104-89. Denver's the first NBA team ever to recover from two 3-1 holes in the same postseason, the 1985 Royals and the 2003 Minnesota Wild. Also did that. The Clipper franchise, meanwhile, has still not reached the conference final ever. These last three losses to the Nuggets make them 0-8 all time with a chance to get there. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George combining for just 24 points last night, 10 for 38 shooting. The East Finals began with a thriller. The Heat outlasted the Celtics 117-114 in overtime. Miami was down 14 early in the fourth. Jimmy Butler go-ahead three-point play with 12 seconds left in the extra period. Then the Bam Adebayo block on Jason Tatum's potential tying dunk in the final moments. Butler loves himself some Bam.
I love how he does any and everything that you ask him to do. I really do. You ask him to pass the ball, he does that. Scored, he does that. Come up with a huge defensive stop block, he does that. He's a huge part to why we're winning. I've been saying it all year long.
Game two of this series is tomorrow night. Playoff hockey, the Dallas Stars still alone in the Stanley Cup final. The Lightning dropping game five of the Islanders 2-1 in double OT. So game six is tomorrow night. Yes, the Yankees won again last night, a 26-6 decision over the Blue Jays, whom they now overtake for second in the AL East. That is six in a row for Sean's former team. And from the WNBA playoffs, they began last night, single elimination in round one. The Sun down the sky in a weird sci-fi battle, 94-81. Then the Mercury stunned the Mystics, 85-84 on a buzzer-beating three from Shea Petty. Guys, back to you.
Sun defeats sky. Unfortunately, sky's defeating sun a lot. Did you see, like, yesterday here in the Northeast, the haze from the wildfires from the West Coast have come all the way east? I don't know if you guys noticed this, but late in the afternoon yesterday, there was a haze over the sun and the sunset. That's because the wildfire smoke has traveled all the way across the country. For you, Mraz, I'm sure your brain is pouring out of your right ear right now.
Yes, because I was driving home. I had to pick up something in a mall. First time I've been in a mall in about 5 months, and I was driving home looking up, and I'm going, this is unbelievable. It almost felt like if it was the moon and not the sun, I was ready for E.T. to ride the bicycle across.
Yes.
Like, it was so weird the way it looked, right? And it was just, I don't know, there was haze, and then there was nothing, and then there was haze again, and it was bizarre.
It was really bizarre, and I would not have known why the sky had looked like that unless I was watching the news for the weather yesterday. And I just happened to pop on the TV and the weather forecast was up and they said it's going to be really hazy today because of the after effects of the wildfires in California. And I stopped and I said, these newscasters don't know what they're talking about. That's impossible. That can't be a thing. We can't have the after effects thousands of miles away, right? But sure enough, it's true. I checked it out again. And last night you could tell it wasn't foggy. That's why it was like an orange last night for sunset. It was like, it was almost metallic in the air.
Yes.
It was really bizarre. It was not fog. It was a really weird orangey red sparkle. And I'm like, whoa, this is scary that this is happening. I mean, you could imagine the air quality, which is happening on the West Coast, which is just awful. And people losing their homes and losing their lives. It's just heartbreaking happening in California, Oregon. But that thing is traveling all the way here to New York. I mean, it's insane.
Think about how many states it had to pass through, D.A. You're going through a Montana, a Kansas, eventually an Indiana, an Ohio. Then we get through Pennsylvania, flies right over Hershey, and then it gets to us. It's incredible. I mean, without paying a toll, that's unbelievable. It could travel that far.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and it was all worth it just to hear Mraz go through the geography of west to east in these states that he listed.
The six states he knows.
The six states that he knows, and Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I get that in there.
Went over the chocolate plant and then got to us and didn't smell like a milk chocolate bar. This Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. Early games highlighted by an NFC matchup, Giants and Bears. The Broncos square off with the Steelers in Game 2. Mahomes and the Chiefs against the Chargers, where the Ravens take on the Texans. It starts with JB and the guys. NFL Today, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on Sunday on CBS. CBS Sports, yeah! Canadian Bacon, a thriller in double OT next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
The sizzle of the best goals. The saltiness of the best games.
He's without a stick. He makes another save. And still another save. And play is stopped.
We crave the nightly action in Edmonton and Toronto of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's a hockey, you know. It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad? He's a good guy.
It's your morning serving of Canadian bacon. Only on the DA Show.
One spot in the Stanley Cup Final is done. Dallas moves on. The Lightning was looking to lock up the second spot, up 3-1 in the Eastern Finals against the Islanders. Mraz, take it away.
A thrilling game indeed, DA. The game was tied at 1 after regulation. It remained tied at 1 after overtime. And with the Islanders in win-or-go-home mode, Jordan didn't need Pippen in the second overtime.
Right point, Shattenkirk, the blast. Blocked out high. Islanders might have a 2-on-1 here. Lee, through the left circle. He's with Everly down the middle. Feeds him, shoots. He scores! Jordan Everly has won it in double overtime on a great feed from the captain. The Islanders win it 2-1. They stayed off elimination, and there will be a game 6 on Thursday night.
Great call by Chris King on the Islanders radio network. Yes, Jordan Eberle pipes it home to force a game 6. This came off a great feed from Ned Andersley, the Islanders captain. The Islanders had just 24 shots in the entire game. They were saved by Private Ryan Pulock, who had the other Islanders goal to even allow this to get to extra time. Yeah. Our soundbite of the night. Another key to the Islanders' night was their goaltending. How about Semyon Varlamov having 36 saves in the game? And he celebrated the game-winning goal by doing a belly flop into the mosh pit of celebrating Islanders. Semyon was semi-sweet post-game and discussing why he chose a belly flop.
I just jumped because I was, like, so excited for us. You know, like I said, our season was on the line today. This game, and you know, when we scored that goal, it was just a lot of emotions going through, like, in that moment. I was just so happy for the guys, and it's so happy for us.
Sound less enthused, Varlamov. Game 6 will be Thursday night. As the Islanders look to push this to a Game 7, can lightning strike again? Ooh. That is your Canadian bacon.
Yesterday, my wife tells me, you know, the Canadian bacon segment's really good. It's really funny. But you know what would make it funnier? I said, what? She goes, playing the oink squeal like 10 times in a row. I'm like, okay, duly noted. Love the pig squeal. So, Pete, I don't think we need 10, but maybe another 2 or 3 might up the ante. All right, so Mraz, this means DJ Tommy D's New York Islanders have some life here. Was he chirping at you yesterday? He's become the Newman to your dad's Bob's Bar Seinfeld.
He was not chirping at me, but I did get a text from my dad, who must have been in and out of the show yesterday morning at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and said Tommy D came strutting in here to say he was trashed. Just stop talking about him and giving him the ego he wants and desires. So there's some thought in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, that Tommy D is looking for these tweets to be read, and he's looking to fill his own ego as egos continue to clash all over the aisles of Foodtown in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
DJ Tommy D. Hello, Tommy D.
He might also be a mailman, unconfirmed.
So that was a really good final call. You're right, by Chris King.
Excellent.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Clippers collapse. And I want to replay Jason Kosmicki knocking his microphone over because he jumped through the ceiling for the Nuggets. Oh, no, the Clippers. They've done it again. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.